Welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. A movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life. With hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They will help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and healthy lifestyle, and discovering your awesomeness. No More Rules starts now.
Everyone, and welcome. You're listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you no matter what. I'm Camille Barreto. This is Steph Yost. We're wellness coaches, and we're excited to talk to you about, as we move into the new year of 2023, everything goes my way.
Every day.
Couple new things today. We're doing a pre-recording, so this isn't live this time, and we're actually on location at Steph's house.
Welcome.
So Dr. Pat trusted us to go on our own. So this is our first episode with just Steph and I, and we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited. And beware, you just never know what's going to happen. So, but our show today is about everything goes my way every day. So our show's going to go great. And we're so glad that you're listening. And again, we're with Impact Wellness. And we have an amazing wellness and weight loss program that we are the health coaches for. And our show is designed to elevate and give clients more support,
more tools, an extra resource, support. So anyways, we thought the best topic going into the new year would be everything goes my way and having a strong belief system that it truly does. So we've been together 7.5 years, and I would say, how did this all get started? We were together maybe a year, and Steph's husband at the time, we were in the back lounge area, and I think we're talking about something business-wise, and he kind of teased her, and he said, Steph, do you have a note in your pocket about that one? And I was kind of caught off guard, and I thought, what is that about? What's the note situation? So tell a little bit about putting notes in your pocket and how that got started.
Years ago, I don't remember exactly what the circumstance was, but there was something that I needed to happen, or a certain joy, or maybe it was a business decision or something like, I need a new great receptionist to come to me. And instead of putting an ad out there, sometimes I would just be like, okay, I'm going to try to manifest this and think of the people in my life or the situation. So I wrote a note down, Impact will get a new great receptionist. And I put it in my pocket. And I told my husband at the time, Joe, I said, I put a note in my pocket about the work, because he's like, we need a new receptionist. And I'm like, oh, we'll get one. So I thought, because I put a note in my pocket. So it almost became, he teased me about it. But I think power in that, just like anything you want, put it out to the world. Mm-hmm. Why not? But he teased me about it, but I kept doing it. He almost did it in spite. And then it almost became, you know, a stronger belief. And yeah. Camille thought it was, everybody thought it was kind of silly, but it worked. And even my sister said once, do you have a note about that? And I go, do write one too. And she
would. Where did you learn about this?
You know, I don't really remember, but you know, right now there's such a buzz about manifesting and saying affirmations, you know, whatever you want more of in life. We all want money, love, success, maybe that promotion, fitness, health. We want these things.
Right.
So believe that they're already yours. Mm-hmm. And that is so much part of this whole movement right now, that it's all just turning inward and going, everything goes my way every day. And I say that every time, even when things aren't going my way, or it's something's particularly difficult in a day, it turns your framework around.
Mm-hmm. And even if it doesn't go the way we want it to go, we do understand a lot of times, and it's worked out that way in my life, that maybe it's not the path that I thought it was going to be and how it was going to work out for me, but it still worked out for me in a different way. And we have to believe that. So after years of being around her, I'm thinking, okay, something about what she's doing is working. Then, like you said, it started to become a buzzword. And I think 2023 is going to be a significant, like, let's go inward and understand where our power really belongs. And so it's in our thoughts. It's in our daily choices. We talked a lot about healthy, clean foods and stuff. So talking about notes, Steph had, she's an entrepreneur, so she was working with a different business, and she had to have a really difficult meeting, and I just happened to be in town for the weekend or something, and she was just talking about how difficult it was going to have to go to be to go in and tell some of her truths and some of the things that she's like, I'm not okay with this, I'm okay with that, and just struggling with it. And because of the whole note thing and how she had taught me so many things, while she was at her meeting and I'm at her house, I thought, how fun. I found some paper and I went around her house, and in a Sharpie or something, I wrote all these fun messages, empowering messages to her. And I would put them in like your coat pocket. Where did you find them?
Oh, one in my coat pocket. I found like months later from a different coat that I hadn't worn, in a shoe, by my bedside table, in my drawer with my makeup. All these different places in cabinets. And I've lived here for over a year and I still have all those sticky notes in the exact same spot that says, you are meant to shine bright. You are in the right place. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are powerful. And it's like those notes carry weight. Oftentimes we'll have some of our weight loss clients, you know, hey, if you have a goal in mind, like if it's a goal weight or to fit into a certain outfit, put a sticky note on your mirror where you see that every day and you can fully take that in.
Yeah.
And it's all about the belief
it
that
is.
You already have it. Mm-hmm. It is already yours. That even saying, like when people have illness and stress in their life, is to have a mantra of every cell, every tissue, every fiber in my body is healthy and healing. I am strong. All of those I am statements, it's putting out there the message that you are healed and that there is the possibility, instead of I am sick, I am dying, all this terrible thing that is worry.
The fear and the worry. So what's your infamous quote, Steph, about worry? Because working together, we are opposites, and you're going to see that in our show. But we come together very beautifully. But I was more of a worrier, lived more in fear. And so Steph, when she would catch me worrying about something, what would she say?
Worry is a prayer for what you don't want. So we typically don't pray for illness and debt, those type of things. But when we worry about them, that's what we attract. Mm-hmm. So when we pray for success and health and betterment and great things. You're praying for someone to have a speedy recovery. You're not praying for someone to feel worse. So worry is a prayer for what you don't want. So next time you're worrying, I want everyone to jump back and go, whoa, I'm putting a cast out to the world that I'm worrying about money. Mm-hmm. That's what you fear. And what you fear, you will bring to you.
Right.
So send out love. Send love out to everything.
And that's what you're going to receive back. So it also goes back to the saying that what you focus on is what becomes your reality, right?
Exactly.
Whatever we're focusing on. So I had to get to the place that, what do I want my focus to be on? And we're talking about that in our coaching sessions all the time. If your focus is on health and well-being, then that's what you'll receive. If you're fearing that I'm not going to lose weight this week, the scale didn't move, that's your focus on it's not working. And we're always saying, trust the process.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you don't trust and you don't believe it's going to work, then it probably isn't. But if you do start trusting and believing that I am going to live in abundance, I am going to have a perfect marriage, then that is what you're going to start living. But if you're focusing on everything that's going wrong, then that's what you're going to get. And so we were sitting here talking earlier, like, how much intention do you put into your mornings to show up and believe you're going to have a great day? While I do that time while I'm driving, like you were saying, just realizing all the beauty God created. So looking at the trees as I'm coming into work, I get to go and inspire people every day. I get to work with magnificent people. It feels so different than I have to.
Yeah, I have to go to work. I get to go to work. You get to enjoy life. If something is beautiful, tell it. You know, the grass is green. It's so lovely out. The sun is shining. Notice the beauty and bring that in instead of being that one going, that driver in front of me is a jerk, and pointing out the negative, because we all know people who are super negative and their lives don't go very well, do they?
No.
That's because they're bringing that in and that's what they live. Then people are like, oh my God, I've had such a bad day. Yeah, probably have.
Yeah. And that's what you're focusing on. So you just get more of it. So that's what we really want to talk today about. Everything goes my way. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what do you feel like is really holding you back, and some of our stories of things that held us back in our past and what we've done to help overcome that. Some of our strategies that we use with clients. Yep. So tell a little bit more about how clients can find us.
We are Impact Wellness, and you can find us at our website. It's yourimpactwellness.com. On our website, you can learn all about our weight loss program, our remote program that we are doing, and really emphasizing that through our show is exactly why we started this podcast, is because we had other clients, our in-person clients, going, how can my family get access to what you guys are doing, what you are teaching, and what we believe as clean eating? So we developed the remote program. So go to yourimpactwellness.com to learn more about us. And we also have a media tab on our website that will take you to our past podcasts. And so you can learn more about us
when we come back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Hi, we're back with No More Rules. I am Steph, and this is Camille. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what's holding you back. Most of the time, it's worry and it's fear, and it makes our lives rigid and stiff instead of allowing. Just like we were talking about, we're always telling our clients, it's a process, because everybody wants to lose 20 pounds in a week, every week, all the time.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, but it's a process. And with our program, you lose fat and you gain water, just like in life. There's a trade-off for everything. And living in fear and in resistance makes us rigid and hard. So we have to allow. Yeah. Talk a little bit about white knuckling life.
Okay. So I think even when people come in and they're approaching this whole process, they have to understand, I'm not going to approach this with failure or success. See it as black and white, right or wrong. More allowing and just going with the flow. And so when we say trust the process, it's just allowing things to work better because it's the biology of belief. But over a period of time, like our clients, we would see some who we would just say, you're white knuckling this. You're saying the scale's not moving. What am I doing wrong? And they're freaking out if they don't do something exactly perfect. And then we would see people who also just come in and they're journaling, they're going with the flow, they're trusting it. And over a period of time, Steph's coming into my office and she's like, are you seeing a difference in the total results? And we were seeing those who were just following and trusting and just looking at the greater picture of I am accepting health into my life. It feels good to make these changes. They were getting better overall results. Wouldn't you say?
Definitely. So many situations in life you cannot control, but you can control how you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think when you're doing, well, anything in life, you need to be prepared.
Yeah.
Like I tell my clients, if you are going to a party or something social, mm-hmm. take the food that you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness knows other people are going to want that also. So don't just leave it to chance that you're going to show up and someone's going to have a veggie tray mm-hmm. and healthy things. I tell people, if you have a baby, you don't show up at somebody's house and go, where's the diapers?
Right.
You bring what you need and it's being prepared, mm-hmm. but not white knuckling. So you have to control, but most of the time there are options and it's your positivity that can say, I can stick with this. I can stick with anything because you're going to feel better really quick when you do our program. And just imagine when you wake up every day, if it's the sunshine or what brings you joy, but most of it comes from within and you create that.
It's the mindset. And so 90% of what we're working on with clients is the mindset. And we just saw it with our own experiences that, man, when I changed my mindset, it made all the difference in the world. So we were also bringing up the placebo pill effect. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep. And so I may be showing doctors a double-blind placebo-controlled study. And it was interesting to look at the outcomes of the studies over and over that the placebo pill was hanging in there tight with a lot of medications that we were trying to say outperforms anything sure. else. Now where I'm at in my life, being around you, coaching this every day, like there is something to the placebo pill effect that if you believe it's going to work, it's going to work. And we're big, big, big on that. So one of my biggest fears, and she would just get tickled about it because Steph just, she radiates abundance. She believes in abundance. She might put a note in it about it. But my story was talking about, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm struggling. I don't know if the bills are going to get paid. And it was that programming that I had went through at a period in my life where that was kind of scary for me, but I kept speaking it out loud. And she's like, you got to quit doing that, Camille.
She was manifesting fear about money.
Uh-huh.
What you worry about is a prayer for what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Money. It was worrying about it all the time. And I said, I always say this, and it's not that I'm wealthy by any means, but I would say I always have enough money and I can always make more money. I jokingly say when I'm on vacation, just to be silly, is like, oh my gosh, we can do this. And it's nothing extravagant. But again, with that mindset that I have enough. So
getting the fear.
So I put a note in my pocket about notes of things that I want to happen or I want to succeed in or bring more into my life. So Camille, tell us what you keep in your wallet.
So I keep $1,000 bill in my wallet and I've got it in a place where when I reach for my cash or my credit cards or anything like that, I visually see it just as that reminder. Oh girl, you're living in abundance. You're fine. And oh, another fun thing you do when you pay bills.
Oh yeah. When you pay bills, like go, thank you, Jesus, that I have enough money to have electricity to pay for it. Or when you're seeing checks that you have to write out as bills, pretend that that money is coming to you. Instead of writing a bill for $147, it's $14,700, and that's coming to you. So it sounds silly, But it's fun, isn't it? You can't say it without smiling.
No.
So like when you see money, if it's this fake $1,000 bill or you're touching your money in your wallet, like carry cash and visually see it. And I always have enough, those type of thoughts, but also go, I love money. Money is my best friend, because so many people grew up with this family notion. Money is evil. Money does not grow on trees. We are poor. We have to squander. And I remember a time in the 80s, or my dad just told us recently, is like during the 80s, my family farmed and we almost went bankrupt. I had no clue as a kid because my parents didn't act that way.
Right.
We continued.
That lack mentality.
We probably didn't go on vacation that summer, but we did stuff at home. And I didn't know that my family was struggling because they didn't put that out there. So we continued to live, enjoy, and thrive. And we got out of that. But it's that mentality that I always have enough and it will come to you. And it also gives you that notion that I have to work hard.
Yeah,
definitely.
And what I realized with abundance, and we were talking earlier, abundance can come in so many different ways. So there is an abundance of love in my family. There is an abundance of willingness between all of us in my household to help each other out. But like money is also that abundance is a sense of freedom. So it's all how you look at it that I started to understand. With financial freedom, I also have the ability to help more people in my life with that extra abundance. Because when we would have clients that had an affirmation come up and maybe it was pertaining to money, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a, what do I want to say? A taboo topic. But like money is an exchange of energy. And so I was telling her, when I have somebody who gives me really great service, so if we're in the service industry, I love giving them a great tip because that's an exchange of energy. And that's with the abundance mentality as well.
Just like sending someone flowers. Mm-hmm. Like our impact office today, somebody sent my daughter flowers who was unable to do her red light. So she was taking over. But that is a thank you. That is like saying, here's $20. I appreciate you enough to do this. It's that act of an exchange, just like mantras that we say. Like I have one that Camille caught me doing, which I kind of feel silly about, but I do it all the time. When I'm getting out of my car at the Impact parking lot and I'm walking into the door or into the building, I have this little mantra that I say about, we want our perfect clients at Impact. And our clients are the ones that come to us freely. They are optimistic. They do the program correctly. They follow it. They lose weight. They tell others. They pay us for what we're worth. Mm-hmm. And again, they refer others and they continue living life with success. Those are the clients that we want. Yeah. We don't want someone who's their mom's dragging them in there and they have to do the program because somebody else paid for it for them. No, do it because you need it. And when your body is saying, I'm tired of feeling sick and tired, that's when you need to reflect and look inward and go, what change do I need to make? If that's being more optimistic, if that's getting a hold of us at Impact and say, what are you guys talking about? What is it exactly that you do at Impact? Well, we elevate, but we have a really great clean eating wellness program that you're going to lose weight on and you're going to change your life.
And when we started, well, she actually put it in all of our offices, Steph did, that list of the perfect client. And when we started saying that every day, our clientele, it did change.
Yeah. We don't advertise much. Mostly what we do is through Facebook, but most of our clients come from us for referral or come as referrals. And that's exactly why we started our remote program, because other people wanted to know what we were doing that weren't in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Yeah, they wanted to give it to their family. So here's another good thing you can worry and fear about. How about relationships? So 2023 might be about, you know, I'm searching for the perfect partner. And once again, silly Steph and I, we have a friend, and Steph and I both did dating sites and had a great time,
met
amazing people. And she's coming in, talking to us and going, oh my God, this is horrible. I'm meeting such weirdos on dating sites, and we're kind of like, looking at
people like, always say, oh, there's no good men out there. And I'm like, sure there are. Maybe you're looking from the wrong place.
Yeah.
But it has to start with you.
Yeah. And if you believe that there's good men out there, you believe that there's good love, then that's what you're going to draw to you. But if you're living in fear or worry of it's not going to work out, or I'm not going to be good enough, then that's what you're going to get more of.
Absolutely. We want more money. We want more love, more success and health. So start radiating that, putting notes in your pocket, and just know that everything goes my way every day.
So I've got a cute story with my husband.
Oh, yes.
So my son, he laughs because, okay, so we've got my son, then we've got my husband and I, and in the house, my son describes my husband as doom and gloom and I'm light and love, and he's the voice of reason. So he's the logic in between. But my husband, I was so good for him because he doesn't like to go up ladders. He's an electrician and his back hurts when he's going up and down ladders. And I would say, well, there's your point to remember to go before you go up the ladder. Everything is going my way every day. And I said it just like that. And he goes, and you truly believe that, don't you?
Yes.
I do believe that. And so one day he comes home. And we've been together, it's now 7 years, November. Wow.
Wow.
He came in and he goes, you know what, my love? He's an electrician and he has a hard hat. He said, I put affirmations inside my hard hat that when I go to my job site and before I put the hat on, I read all of my affirmations, puts them on. And then when he gets done with work, he takes it off and he reads them all as well. So it's like having that point where you go, oh, this is what I can do. And if I believe it, then it's true. And my favorite affirmation he has is, I'm alive. And I'm alive can mean so many things, like just being thankful that you woke up today, mm-hmm. but like I'm alive and I am thriving in this life. That feels very different versus going to work and the doom and gloom.
It's so true. Just even think about, everybody has a to-do list every day. What if you change it to, I get to do,
oh,
or
yeah.
I get to go to work. It changes the whole perspective on it because it's your choice and you're choosing work, you're choosing love, you're choosing happiness, and you're trying to seek joy every day instead of, oh, I have to do this. I have to clean my house. Be happy that you have a house to clean and find the joy in the work and in the process. Like we're telling our clients during their weight loss journey and their journey to optimum health is like, enjoy the process, you know, enjoy the almost, because each step is important.
Yes.
And you're not going to get to your goal of 50 pounds lost in a week, but think of all the journeys and all the things along the way that you're going to learn about yourself, about how your cravings are different, how controlled you are now, where you spend your time, even meal prep and all those things are all about creating that life that everything does go your way because you planned it.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things 2023 is going to be about going within and realizing how much power each individual has if they are focusing on the power of my thoughts, the power of my foods. People see the power in their foods when they start to do our program and understand whole real foods are the key to energy, health, wellness, but like how much power do you really have over all of this?
It's all within you. And if you're having problems finding it within you, find a way to start your day with that positive notion. If you're lying in bed before you get up for 1 minute of saying the things you're grateful for, mm-hmm. or while you're getting ready in the morning, put on a great podcast, put on something that is lifting your spirits and making you happy. Music is great also, but leave your house every day with that notion that you are amazing and that everything is going to go your way and you're going to have a much better life. You're going to plan for that. You're going to be more cognizant about, like we always say, it is equally important as what you put in your mouth as what you put in your mind.
Yeah.
Because we've all spent time with negative people,
mm-hmm.
and we've all eaten bad food and we know how that makes us feel. So it's your choice, but the optimism is
really the key.
Is the key.
And then you're not white knuckling it like we were talking. You're flowing, you're allowing, it's more graceful, it's not as resistant, and it feels so much better. But in that, like Steph was saying, that process, if you got to 50 pounds down in a week, you could not appreciate the process and the journey to get to the 50 pounds and what you needed to learn along the way to keep that actually down. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the power of our beliefs and the discovery process, and how do we coach that discovery process, which is basically going within. And but you got to do the program to understand some of this, but it's still that internal process that you're figuring out, you know what, when I make the baby steps to believe and start focusing on positivity, that momentum gets going and you're still going to see changes in your life.
Exactly. So go to yourimpactwellness.com to learn more about Impact Wellness and No More Rules. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Segment, we're talking about power in our beliefs and the discovery process. So as people are going through, the remote program is 6 months, but you give clean eating a chance for 6 months, you're going to see how much better you just feel overall, because it's really about our health, our well-being, just showing up, feeling more bright and thriving, and people experience that. But one thing that we really hone in on, and what I love about our program, is trying to make this a lifestyle. This isn't a diet. When you're coming in and doing this, we want to teach you how to make this a lifestyle. So one of the things we talk about, because we've got stages in our program. So the first stage, it's like elementary school. You know exactly what you can have and what you can't have.
Lots of rules.
Lots of rules.
Even though this is called No More Rules. But the rules are there to teach you.
To guide.
The process.
Yeah. Because if you've never really understood or know how to do it, you know, it's pretty rigid at first. Mm-hmm. Then the second stage, we let the reins up a little bit. You're going to have more food choices, and let's see how you do. And then the third stage is the lifestyle, where we let the reins completely go. And then we watch you. And this is your discovery stage, discovery process. And here's really where I love the process, but it's learning the balance in all of this, the balance in life, not white knuckling it, allowing. So one of the best examples I give to people is my husband and I, we do date night once a week. And it's even in your word choices, but for date night, I'm going to splurge. It might be on a glass of wine or a drink. It might be on the hors d'oeuvre or whatever. And I'm going to have that and I'm going to enjoy it with no guilt, no shame, because it's about my husband and I coming together, connecting the community and enjoying this time together. But then usually the next day I will be able to tell some differences in my body. So it might be my hands are more swollen or maybe a little bit of an upset stomach. But instead of getting upset with myself, I'll just kind of giggle and go, oh, that's why I eat healthy, because I feel so much better. That is just a great reminder versus the guilt and the shame. So the discovery process is going, okay, guys, get out there and have some of those foods within reason, splurge, experience it. But with the clean eating, you actually now splurge on something. We look forward to that moment to hear how it went. And Steph has a really funny story about a client who dabbled a little too much and what happened.
Yes. So Mark was on maybe his second round of our Impact Weight Loss Program, and he'd lost a significant amount of weight, and he was feeling great and all of these things going into holidays. He had a really big piece of cherry pie over break and just indulged in it. And he was sick in bed, like with a stomach ache and inflammation and pain for like 2 days. And he called me and he's like, oh my God, Steph, what? And I'm what? It's like, that was the best sick I'd ever had. I'm like, well, that's a weird thing to say, but his body was so clean because he had eliminated all these terrible sugars and toxic oils that he was eating and preservatives and all this bad food that when you eat that way for so long, your body thinks that's normal.
Right.
And so it adapts and you get that feeling of inflammation doesn't hurt anymore. That's just my normal. Right. So he felt so terrible that that's the best sick he ever had because it taught him that he was so clean. And it's so true with anything in life. You know what? You can always step off a little bit, but if you overdo it, you're going to feel bad. But recognize what it is. Don't feel shame and guilt and beat yourself up. Like even in some of our training that we do with our clients, the first time when they come in is one of the lines that Davis says is treats as a treat.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have a treat when you go out for dinner, it's just a treat. But if it's every night a piece of cheesecake or every night a bottle of wine, whatever it is, that is not a treat. That is your habit. And that's what you become your life. So you have to really change things up and acknowledge how you're feeling when your body is so clean, what is good and what isn't good for you, and then learn from that and go, I get it.
Yeah. So that inward discovery process trickles over to other places in people's lives. So they realize, oh my gosh, okay, the difference between healthy foods and unhealthy foods and how that makes you feel. Well, then we start talking about friends. Like, do you ever hang out with people that when you get done spending an evening with them, you're just worn out and you're like, ah, I don't feel any better for that. Or do you have friends that you spend an evening with and you go home and you're bright and you're happy and you're better for it?
And you're laughing because of these conversations and you're recalling them. And instead of that feeling that you've just spent time with people who aren't your people, it feels scratchy and it's uncomfortable and you're not living your true self, because it's hard to be authentic and super joyful when other people are negative, but you still have to shine. You've got to find a way to, in any circumstance, go, this is what's best for me as far as my food, as far as my friends, as far as
my thoughts, as far as my career. And a lot of the process is going, I got to learn to be true to myself. And what does that look like for you versus what other people think is okay? And so that discovery process is, once again, that inward journey that a lot of us are going to have to take in 2023 to discover what works for me. And it really is like, our show, we were trying to figure out, what do we want to name this? And we had this little saying about, like, quit living inside the little tiny box that's been built for you. Like, expand, live outside of that. And we just came up with the No More Rules. And that's actually where it came from. That, who are you? What are your rules you want to set for yourself? Not what everybody else sets for you. So that's the fun part of the program, is that inward journey, that discovery process. And I think the important part for our clients is sitting in a space with two people who have learned a lot of this, but realizing they're not going to come in and be judged or criticized.
Never.
That the discovery process, you are in a safe space with us. And we're here to just guide you and help you learn what works best for you. What are the rules? What are the things that work for you in your life? It's not about us. It's about you and helping you discover that.
And going back to assessing everything is like, how did that make me feel?
Uh-huh.
Or, oh, this is a good one. What am I supposed to learn from that? Like when you eat off track or someone's in your face about something that you don't like the topic or understand what they're talking about. It's like, what am I supposed to learn from this? Is maybe a reflection that that doesn't serve me to be around negative people, or I need to react differently. But take everything you're doing, especially with what your food is, start enjoying the process also.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, like you're in charge of this, people. You show up to a gathering, like bring some of your own food, share the gift of health, and, you know, bring vegetables, bring some fruit, bring some healthy proteins to that get together. With my book club, I have a book club, and sometimes they'll get on really negative subjects after we get done with a really great discussion about the book. And I will just gently get up and say, either I've got to go, or I'll go peruse the food or whatever. And it's when the moment the conversation starts that they start talking about other people. Well, that doesn't serve me. I'm not here to talk about other people. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to expand. But nobody knows any different for it. But I'm the creator and I'm in charge of this story. So what am I going to do to make sure I'm not picking up that negative energy, that fear? Or sometimes I'll just sit there and remain in the conversation, or just sit there and just be like, huh, that's interesting. That's interesting. I wonder where the fear is coming from. I'm not judging. I'm just being curious about it and just going, I don't know what their journey's been. I don't know what the path has been, but that doesn't serve me. So I'm not going to partake in this. I'm not going to join in this. So there's a lot of different ways you can take that power back instead of giving it away.
Oh, exactly. Just like when someone's arguing or they're being very negative about something, it's like, you just have to go, this conversation really doesn't serve me. So you do not have to ignite. You do not have to put fuel on the fire.
Okay, so I've got a funny story that I just thought about with you.
Oh, great.
Okay, so Steph is an entrepreneur and she's owned multiple businesses. But one thing she really taught me, it was funny that there would be, and I don't think you even know this, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but let's say a disgruntled person comes in and they're super upset about something. And it's a pretty intense talk. And I'm standing there with her and she's handling it very professionally. But as they leave, I want to look at her and go, oh, that was hard. And she'll just look and she'll go, they're just being silly today.
Do I?
You know, like, it's the mood. It doesn't make it where we're taking it all so seriously.
Like the time the client said to my face, I will never come in your business again if you are here, Steph. And I was like, okay. Well, don't come in because I'm here all the time. And I'm like, I just have to go, something's going on in their life. That's not on me. And it's so true. And that just goes back to us like spreading joy, giving people compliments, and always putting the joy out there. And you're just going to be like, they must be having a rough day, but I'm not going to let it.
Partake in that and join in that. So I think, a huge part of what people see and maybe why we don't have to advertise and people want to come in is like, it's a ripple effect, people, that everything goes my way. We're talking about mindset. We're talking about the importance in all of this in 2023. Like, look, we live in a world where there's a lot of unhappy people. And when you start making decisions that serve you, empower you, make you feel good, and you make the choice of positive thinking, like, that's a ripple effect in this world.
You know, when you walk in a room and you can feel like energy and the good vibes, and you're having a conversation with someone and the hair on your arm stands up?
Yeah.
That's energy and that's good. one time I was in our office at Impact, I don't know, as being receptionist or something that day, and someone walked in who I hadn't seen, and I welcome into our space. And I said, what can I help you with? Do you have an appointment with Impact? And they're like, no, but a friend of mine told me about what you guys do here. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I want it. Because she told me that when you come here, you feel good. I don't know what you guys all do, but I want all of it. And I'm like, okay, lucky day, I'm here. And that's what we want. And people say, like, our tribe of our women who work in our office, lots of times people go, you work with how many women? That's a lot. Like, go to our website and look at the picture of the group of us. There's like 15 of us. And it is pure joy and energy. And it's fun to be there. And that's how you should live your life. And it's fun because we all feel good and we're healthy and we're lifting people up every day.
And that attracts more goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're interested in any of this, go to our website, yourimpactwellness.com. Read a little bit more about this, how our program works. You get a little bit more of an idea of the vibes of us. Our office is all the same way, but yourimpactwellness.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about stacking habits. So what are some of the ways that we can implement stacking positivity, living in the flow, gratitude, all of those things? What are some easy ways to implement those into your life? And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, we're back. I'm Steph. This is Camille, and no more rules. Everything goes my way every day. Like, I just got caught on my button, and I was like, if it happens, it happens. But hey, it all worked out.
It did. You're safe. You're
kind of a moment there. Okay, we are talking about the actions and the habits that make all this optimism that just flows, that you don't have to think about it anymore. Kind of like brushing your teeth. I don't think there's too many of us, at least I hope not, that go, I wonder if I should brush my teeth today. No, you just do it. Hopefully twice a day, most people do. So while you're doing something that you normally do, you don't have to think about brushing your teeth. While you're doing that, that is a great time to pray, to say affirmations, gratitude, all of those things. Do it for a couple minutes. Do some squats, do some toes, some calf raises, something. But stacking habits just creates that momentum. Just like I told a client, like her husband climbs up the ladder. I told her, you have 20 stairs up to your salon every day. As you're walking up those steps, instead of being your normal negative self, everything goes my way every day. And you're always going to have those steps in your life. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have those moments that aren't great, but lift yourself up, stack those habits, brush your teeth and pray. Brush your teeth and say, I am positive statements. I am great. I am beautiful. I am a hard worker. I am determined. I am a fat burning machine. We tell our clients to say that because most of people like, when I get to a certain weight, I always get stuck and I can never lose past 171. And I go, yep, you're probably right.
Because that's what you believe.
You've told your body over and over 171.
Yeah.
Can't lose weight.
I have a new thing that I had with a client, it was a couple of weeks ago, and when Steph came into the office, I go, I just have the most beautiful story to tell you, Steph. And this client, we were talking about working on self-love, self-appreciation. Mm-hmm. And she had sat there with me for probably 5 minutes telling me how her family is so good about when they hang up the phone, they never hang up the phone without saying, I love you. Or if they leave the house, they always say, I love you. And she's a business owner too. And it just came to me and I go, okay, here's what you're going to do, Danielle. When you leave your place of work, she owns a bar, and you close up most nights before you leave the bar and you're locking up. There's your habit right there. You're leaving the place. I want you to go, you know what, Danielle, I love you. And you did a really good job today. Like, we could start saying that more and more, but she was like, I never even thought about that. I said, you're so good about making sure you tell other people that, but we're not so good at telling ourselves that. So there's your moment when you leave the building, you know what, I really love you and you did a great job today, instead of thinking about all the things that went wrong for the day. Another moment for me, and people laugh, is my toilet time. I know, too much information, but my toilet time. Like, women can identify with this, maybe not the men so much, because you don't sit down every time you go to the bathroom. But with women, we sit down every time. And sometimes when I look down, I'll be like, oh, really? And then I have to catch myself and I'll go, now, Camille, you know, you're beautiful and amazing. And why don't you give gratitude that your bowels work? You don't have a colostomy bag. Why don't you give gratitude that your kidneys work? You're not on dialysis. There's so many things where we need to give gratitude. So a toilet time, shower time for me is big too. When I'm in the shower, instead of thinking about everything I have to do for the day, like, thank you for the warm running water. Thank you for this beautiful smelling shampoo, and just practicing on being present. So people, it doesn't have to be these big over the top changes you make. You can just implement a lot of this positivity and this positive mindset into your daily habits.
It's not hard to write a note and stick it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to, and none of this costs anything. That's the best part.
It's
free. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts are free. Mm-hmm. So make them beautiful and great.
Oh, yeah.
Smile more. And when you're smiling, notice what you're doing, because you're happy right then.
Yeah.
And then do more of that. But start making maybe even a list of different things that you can do to bring that joy. It's like, okay, I'm going to start doing this when I brush my teeth. Okay. In the shower, I'm going to think about this. When I lay down at night, I'm going to be grateful. And you're going to be grateful for the same things over and over.
And yesterday when I came into town, we had lunch together and I said, let's grab a notebook. We're powerful manifestors. Like, everything's going our way every day. Grab that notebook. Let's sit down and let's talk about 2023. And what do we want to happen for us in 2023? And then the intention of writing it, and then she'll share that page with me. And it's something that we just continue to focus on and set it as an intention. So before we end the show today, Steph, what kind of a message do you want to send people with for 2023? What would be your biggest message to people?
When we were talking about this prior to the show, I was going, I just need to be outside today. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and it's cold here, and I go out there, but the sun is shining, and that's what I'm attracted to, is the light. So I want to be the light, and I want to everyone be the light. If when they walk in a room, like, don't be the doom and gloom when you pick up your kids from school.
Oh,
be
yeah.
happy. Mm-hmm. Put notes in their lunchbox. Be the light, because you never know what someone is going through at that motion or notion or whatever time in the day, that when you open the door for them and you tell the gal at the Starbucks window, have a great day, and it radiates to the whole world. So be the light in every circumstance, but start with yourself. Be your own light, because you are the joy, and it is within you.
Yeah, I like that. I think my message would be Really hone in on your power, your beauty, your amazingness. Everybody that enters our office, we are telling them how amazing and beautiful they are. I didn't realize when I started to really love myself, and I mean unconditionally, and getting rid of the negativeness and the judgment and the criticism, how beautiful, magnificent, and amazing I was. Not that I'm any more amazing than any other individual on earth, but it helps each of us understand, like, we are all amazing. And when you hone in on that, it's a ripple effect. The more I started to really love myself, I kind of get tickled, but I might have a client across from me, or I might be sitting with a friend, and it just comes over me, my love for that person, that I'll just sit there and go, oh, I just really love them. But I love them because I finally learned to love myself. And so don't underestimate being the light, learning to really love yourself, that is a ripple effect in the world. And our world needs more light. It needs more love. And I think that is our biggest message to people, is love and light, even if it's overused.
Sure. But if you truly love yourself, you're going to say, I need this and I deserve this. Mm-hmm. And I want health for my body,
yeah,
and for my family. And again, what you put in your mouth and what you put in your mind are equally as important. Mm-hmm. And your health is your wealth, and you can manifest that as well. So
yeah, you just have to believe it.
Yep, believe. Everything goes my way every day, and I always get what I want. That's our message to you. And we thank you for joining us. When you want to learn more about what we do or see more of Camille and I, go to yourimpactwellness.com. Check us out. Call our office, set up a consultation. We'd love to be your remote weight loss coaches. We'd love you to watch more of us, and we wish you a happy 2023.
Happy 2023, everybody.
Thank you for listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you no matter what. Tune in live the first and third Monday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Join the movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and a healthy lifestyle, discovering your awesomeness. To find out more about Steph and Camille's wellness and weight loss coaching, visit yourimpactwellness.com today and schedule a consultation.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.